请我们打开哥林多前书第二章第二节。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 2.
哥林多前书第二章第二节，翻到以后我们大家同声来读。
1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 2。
因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
For I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
我们在读哥林多后书。
Second Corinthians
后书第五章第十三节到第十七节。
Chapter 5, verse 13 to 17.
哥林多后书第五章第十三节，我们若果癫狂是为神，若果谨守是为你们。原来基督的爱激励我们，妄想一人既替众人死，众人就都死了，并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为他们死而复活的主活。
For if we are beside ourselves, it is for God. If we are of sound mind, it is for you. For the love of Christ controls us, having concluded this, that one died for all, therefore all died. And he died for all, so that he who lived might no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose again on their behalf.
所以我们从今以后不凭着外貌认人了，虽然凭着外貌认识基督，如今都不再认他了。若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
Therefore, from now on, we recognize no one according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him in this way no longer.Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come.
加拉太书第二章十九节二十节。
Galatians chapter 2, verse 19 to 20.
加拉太书第二章十九节。我因律法，就像律法死了，叫我可以像神活着。我已经与基督同钉十字架。现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
For through the law I died to the law, so that I might live to God. I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me.
主，我们感谢我们赞美你的恩典，早晨我们能够再一次来到你话语的光中。
Lord, we thank you and praise you for your grace. This morning we can come to the light of your word.
主啊，我们何等盼望有一天我们见你面的时候，主啊，我们可以说，主啊，我走的道路就是你走的道路。
How we long for that, on the day we meet you, we can say the way you walked upon, that's the way we walked upon.
主啊，因为我们乃是一般跟随基督的人。
Because we are those who follow Christ.
因此，让我们在地上的年日，就像这诗歌所说的，我们愿意一直走这个十字架的道路。
Just as this hymn says, we want to, walk upon the cross, walk upon the way of the cross.
虽然在世人看来这是愚拙的道路。
Although it seems to be foolish, to the world.
但是这却是神的智慧，更是神的大能。
But it is the wisdom and power of God.
愿你的智慧和你的能力都能够成就在我们的身上。
May your wisdom and power can work upon us.
主啊，我们特别把无用的器皿交在你的手中。
Now we lay the unuseful useless worth vessels on your hand.
无论我们是第一次服侍，或者是我们服侍了很多年日，对吧？我们都需要主的怜悯。
No matter if it's the first time we serve or we already served for many many years, we all need your mercy.
因为我们离了神，我们就不能做什么。
Because we can do nothing apart from you.
对吧？甚至我们听到也是这样，我们离了神，我们也听不到什么。
Even when we are listening to the preaching, apart from you, we cannot listen. We cannot hear anything.
因此，我们讲的、我们翻译的、我们听的人都需要主。
So that who speaks and who interpreting and those who are listening, we all need your mercy.
因此，我们把我们众人再一次交在主的手中。
So we lay ourselves upon your hands.
我们祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
弟兄姊妹，我们大家都很熟悉哥林多，这里前书第二章第二节这一句话。
We are all familiar with First Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2.
他说：“因为我们曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的。”只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
For I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
这句话如果是彼得说的话呢，我们觉得可能有一点道理。
It is reasonable if it's said by Peter.
因为彼得是一个打鱼的人。
Because Peter is a fisherman.
除了打鱼以外呢，我想彼得也不知道很多的事情。
Peter didn't know much besides as a fisher.
因此，如果彼得说呢，我只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架，我们或许觉得这有一点道理。
If Peter said, I don't know anything among you except Jesus Christ, maybe it is reasonable.
但这句话不是彼得说的。
But it's not from Peter.
这句话是保罗说的。
It was from Paul.
那保罗说这句话呢，就非常的特别。
It is very remarkable because it is from Paul.
因为保罗是非常有学问的一个人。
Because Paul is a very knowledgeable person.
保罗的这个腹里面啊，堆满了各种的学问的。
In Paul, there are all kinds of knowledge.
他在犹太教里面呢，是比同岁的人更有长进的一个人。
He was advancing in Judaism beyond many of his contemporaries.
跟他同年纪的所有的这些犹太人，没有一个人像他认识律法这样深的。
No one knew the law as deep as Paul among all of his contemporaries. Among
不但他有这样的一个知识，他更为了律法有这样的热心。
Not only he has those knowledge, he has the zeal to the law.
因此，热心加上的知识，他在这个犹太教的里面，他是几乎是没有人能够超过他的。
No one can excel him because he has the zeal and the knowledge of the law.
不但如此，保罗生长在一个地方叫大树。
Not only that, Paul grew up in a place called Tarsus.
这个大树乃是在那个时候受了希腊文化的影响。
It was a place that was influenced by Greek culture.
因此，保罗他也知道希腊的哲学。
So Paul knew the Greek philosophy.
他也知道希腊人的文化。
He also knew Greek culture.
所以在哥林多前书的时候，他曾经说过这一句话。他说：“犹太人呢是要神迹，希腊人呢是要智慧。”
So in 1 Corinthians, Paul said, "Jews ask for signs, and Greeks search for wisdom."
用一句话呢，保罗就把犹太人。和这个希腊人，他们的那个重点就讲出来了。
With one word, Paul had mentioned the main point of Greek and Jews.
彼得绝对讲不出这样的话来的。
Peter cannot say this.
所以保罗能够在这个哥林多的时候，在那里面和他们一起辩论。
So Paul can debate at Corinthians with them.
因为他知道希腊的哲学。
Because he knows the Greek philosophy.
不但如此。
Not only that.
保罗又是罗马的公民。
Paul is the citizen of Roman Empire.
所以在保罗的一个人身上呢，这三个文化里面的精华都在他的身上。
So within Paul, the three cultures are all focused on Paul.
他不但有犹太的宗教。
He has the Judaism.
他也有这个希腊的哲学。
He has the Greek philosophy.
他也有罗马的政治。
And he has the Roman, he has the political, thing from Roman.
所以这样的一个人讲了这句话说，我定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
It is this person who said, for I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified.
所以我们必须要问为什么。
So we have to ask why.
为什么保罗会说这句话？
Why Paul said so?
为什么这个蛮有学问的人会说我定义不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架？
Why this is such a knowledgeable person said, I don't know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified.
保罗自己解释为什么。
Paul had already explained why.
他在加拉太书里面就告诉我们为什么。
In Galatians, he told us why.
他说然而啊，把我从母腹里面分别出来的，曾经施恩造我的神呢，乐意将他的儿子启示在我的心里。
He said, Galatians chapter 1 verse 15. But when it is pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb and called me through his grace to reveal his son in me that I might preach him among the Gentiles.
保罗才是想到告诉我们他在大马色的路上的一个经历。
Paul wanted to tell us his experience on the way to Damascus.
他说在大马色的那个路上呢，那个吩咐，那个光从黑暗里面照出来的那个神呢，就把那个神的荣耀的光呢，照在耶稣基督的脸上。
He said, the God who said light shall shine out of darkness is the one who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ.
在大马色之前，
Before
Damascus, 保罗对主耶稣的认识是从外貌来认识主的。
Paul knew Jesus Christ according to the flesh.
他认识耶稣基督是从犹太教的角度来看的。
He knew Jesus according to Judaism.
从希腊文化的角度来看的。
From a Greek philosophy.
从罗马的政治的考量来看的。
From the political measurement from Rome.
因此他的心啊，好像是被黑暗所遮盖。
So his heart was covered by darkness.
好像创世纪第一章一样，那个地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗的。
Just like Genesis chapter 1, the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep.
但是感谢神，就像在创世纪的时候，神说要有光就有光了。
But praise God, God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
所以在大马色的路上呢，神说要有光啊，那保罗就见到光了。
So on the way to Damascus, God said, "There shall be light." So Paul saw the light.
这个光呢，就显在耶稣基督的面上。
The light has shone upon the face of Christ.
所以他从前呢，是从外貌来认识耶稣的。
So before he knew Jesus according to the flesh.
那一天呢，他在那个神荣耀的光的里面呢，重新认识了耶稣基督。
But on that day, he knew Christ in a fresh glory in the light of God's glory.
在这个荣耀的光中啊，这个犹太教啊，这个希腊文化，这个罗马政治啊，都失去了那个光彩。
In that glorious light, the Judaism, the Greek philosophy, Greek culture, and Roman politics has all faded away.
保罗从此不再从外貌来认识耶稣了。
So from that on, Paul no longer knew Jesus Christ according to the flesh.
但然后呢，发生一件非常特别的事。
And after that, there something happened.
如果我是保罗的话。
If I were Paul,
哎呀，我认识耶稣基督了。
Oh, I knew Jesus Christ.
那我一定马上去耶路撒冷。
I will go to Jerusalem right away.
因为我要跟彼得谈一下。
I want to talk to Peter.
我跟约翰、雅各交通交通啊。
I want to have fellowship with John and James.
因为我知道耶稣就是神的儿子了。
Because now I know Christ Jesus is the Son of God.
那我当然要去找那些认识耶稣基督。亲眼跟他生活在一起过的人去交通交通啊。
So of course I want to talk to someone who had seen Jesus and lived with Jesus.
但是保罗做了一件相反的事情。
But Paul had done something in the opposite way.
不但没有去耶路撒冷，
他
到
了旷野去。He did not him go to Jerusalem. He went to the a desert.
我们从加拉太书后面发现呢，他就跑到西乃山去了。
He went to Mount Sinai.
为什么要去西乃山
？Why Mount Sinai?
在西乃山，神颁布了律法。
God gave the law on Mount Sinai.
因此，我们想到西乃山，我们就想到律法。
So whenever we think about Mount Sinai, we are thinking about law.
保罗，你现在已经认识耶稣基督了。
Now law, now Paul, you have already knew Jesus.
那个神荣耀的光辉已经照在耶稣基督的脸上了。
The glorious light has shone upon on the face of Christ.
你怎么跑到西乃山去呢
？Why did you go to Sinai?
你应该去锡安山啊。
You need to go to Zion.
应该去耶路撒冷啊。
You need to go to Jerusalem.
为什么要跑到西乃山
？Why Mount Sinai？
因为保罗要回到那个律法颁布的那个地方。
Because Paul wanted to go back to the place where God had given the law.
在这个神的那个光中啊，来再重新把律法读过一次。
In the glorious light of God, Paul wanted to reread the law.
就好像。在新约里面有两个门徒往约马五斯的路上。
Just as in the New Testament, there were two apostles, disciples who were on their way to
Emmaus. 突然之间呢，耶稣与他们同在。
All of a sudden, Jesus was with them.
然后呢，那主耶稣就按照那个圣经里面从摩西和众先知。讲起把经上所有指责他的话都讲给他们听。你就不要看。
Okay.
就直接翻译。
Jesus, according to from Moses to
prophets.
From Moses to the prophets, Jesus had explained the law according to the new.Light.
因为旧约呢是那个将来美事的影儿。
Because the Old Testament is a shadow of the good things to come.
新约是本物的真相。
And the very image of the thing was in the New Testament.
在当时还没有新约。
At that time, there was no New Testament.
所以老师托付保罗将来要写新约的。
God wanted Paul to write the New Testament.
但是这个影儿在旧约的里面。
The shadow is in the Old Testament.
因此保罗需要回到当初颁布律法的地方。
So Paul needs to go back to the place where God has given the law.
让神的光能够照在这个旧约的律法的里面。
So the light of God can shine upon the law in the Old Testament.
把这个律法里面、律法书、先知书里面所有讲到关于主耶稣的事情，重新让他看见。
So God can review all the things about Jesus Christ through the prophecies in the Old Testament.
因此，保罗在旷野那段时间里面。
So God put the revelation of Jesus Christ when Paul was in the wilderness. So he can write a lot of the chapters in the New Testament.
保罗在旷野里面所得的启示，要远超过那彼得、约翰、雅各所得的启示。
The revelation that Paul got on a in the desert was far exceeding the revelation that John and Peter got from the Mount of Transfiguration.
不但保罗在旷野的时间里面，他认识了这个耶稣基督。
Paul knew Jesus Christ while he was in the wilderness.
在旷野那一段时间，保罗又得到了一个更深的启示。
Paul got a deeper revelation during the time when he was in the desert.
他知道为什么要钉十字架。
He knew why the cross.
当保罗读到旧约的时候，他就发现摩西曾经做过一条那个铜蛇。
In the Old Testament, Paul has read that Moses had made a bronze serpent.
把那个铜蛇挂在那个杆上面。
He hung the bronze serpent on the pole.
凡是被火蛇咬的人呢，一望这个铜蛇，他们就活了。
Whoever was bitten by the serpent, whenever they look upon the bronze serpent, they will live.
一看到那个铜蛇，就自己过一切都变成新的了。
Whenever they look upon the bronze serpent, all things has passed away.
保罗发现他自己身上就是这样。
Paul knew that's what happened on him.
那个犹太教已经过去了。
Judaism has passed.
那希腊文化也过去了。
Greek culture has passed.
罗马的宗教也过去了，罗马的政治也过去了。
Roman politics has come.
在他身上，以前所有那些有益处的事情都过去了。
For him, all the things has passed.
这在保罗身上就是十字架所做的工作。
This is the work of the cross on Paul.
所有的旧事都过去了。
All things have passed away.
保罗在那个旷野里面更认识的就是如何能够经历这个十字架呢？
In the wilderness, Paul has experienced how to know the cross.
他说：“若有人在基督里
，If anyone in Christ,
这个人就能够经历十字架。
He can experience the cross.
因为他就是新造的人。
He is a new creature.
我们如果在基督里的时候
，When we are in Christ,
那。”当耶稣基督钉十字架的时候，我们就与他同钉十字架了。
When Jesus Christ was on the cross, we were crucified with him on the cross.
所以这就是十字架的意义。
This is the meaning of the cross.
保罗在那个旷野的世界里面，神就把这个十字架的意义启示给保罗。
In the wilderness, God has revealed the meaning of cross to Paul.
因此保罗后来就说呢，我定义。除了耶稣基督和他钉十字架之外，其他的我都不知道。
So Paul said, I don't know nothing except Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
十字架是到达神永远旨意的唯一的道路。
Cross is the only way to the eternal purpose of God.
十字架是神的智慧。也是神的大能。
Cross is the wisdom and power of God.
只有十字架能够完成神永远的旨意。
Only cross can accomplish the internal purpose of God.
你知道撒旦是在受造之物里面最有智慧的。
You know Satan was a very intelligent creature.
也是最有能力的。
And very powerful.
因此他要向神发出一个挑战。
So he wanted to bring a challenge to God.
而这个挑战是非常严厉的一个挑战。
This is a very strong challenge.
这撒旦给神什么样的一个挑战呢
？What kind of challenge?
他要创造出一个难题，让神没有办法解决的。
He wanted to create a problem that God cannot solve.
我们如果学过这个代数的话，哈。如果你要解那个方程式的时候呢，有三种可能，对吗？
When we are doing math problem, algebra, when we want to solve a problem, there were three ways.
第一个可能呢，就是有一组答案。
One possibility is there only one
solution.
One solution.
第二个可能性呢，就有很多的 solutions.
Another possibility is a lot of solutions.
还有第三个可能呢，就是没有无解。
And the third possibility is no solution.
我想我们学过代数的人都知道这个。
I think whoever learned the algebra or knew this.
如果你不知道的话呢，那你有点问题了。
If you don't know, you have some problems.
所以呢，撒旦就做了一个题目呢，是没有解的，没有答案的。
So Satan had created a problem that there was no solution.
他把人陷在罪的里面。
He brought man to sin.
这是神的一个问题，人是他所创造的，他现在把人放在罪的里面。
This is a problem for God. God had created man, but now man is in sin.
这个问题是没有答案的。
There's no solution for this.
因为神是公义的。
Because God is righteous.
既然人有罪，神就要对人的罪，并且要毁灭这些人的。
So God had to.Just have to destroy the people, destroy men because they are in sin.
但是神又是一个慈爱的神。
But God is a loving God.
他既然创造的人，他就不能够弃绝这些人。
He created created man, and so he can never forsake those he loves.
因此，这个问题在神来讲是非常困难的一件事。
So it's a very difficult problem to God.
神有能力，当然是可以毁灭这些人。
Of course, God has a power; he can destroy man.
但是这就违反神的这个性格。
But it is not God's character.
如果神也可以赦免这些人的。
If God forgives the man,
那就违反神公义的性格。
That's not the way according to God's righteousness.
意思这个问题呢，是在神的性格当中产生了一个很大的矛盾。
So there is a huge conflict in God's character.
神有大能，但是他这件事情不能借着他的大能来做。
God has power, but he cannot do this thing by his power.
因此，撒旦认为他创造了一个问题，是神没有办法解决的问题。
So Satan thought he created a problem that God cannot solve.
这个问题无解。
There's no solution.
但是我们感谢神啊。
But thank God.
神的意念和道路远远超过撒旦。
His thoughts are higher, much, much higher than Satan.
在创世以前
before the foundation of the world.
在人还没有堕落以前，神就知道。
Before the fall of man, God already knew.
因此在三一神的里面已经想到了一个道路。
So in the Trinity, God has already come up a way.
想到了一个解决这个难题的方法。
He already come up a way that can solve the problem.
而这个难题就是十字架。
And this way is a cross.
只有十字架能够解决这个问题。
Only cross can solve the problem.
只有十字架能够同时满足神公义和慈爱的要求。
Only the cross can meet the requirement of God's righteousness and.
当神的儿子上了十字架的时候
When God's son was on the cross,
神把所有的罪都堆积在他身上
God had put all the sins on him.
神甚至弃绝了他的儿子三个小时
God even forsake him for 3 hours.
因此神的公义的要求满足了
So the requirements of God's righteousness was met.
但是因为他的儿子上了十字架
But because his son was on the cross,
今天我们不需要上十字架了。
We don't have to be on the cross.
我们得蒙神的宝血得到洗净。
We were washed by God's by His precious blood.
因此神那慈爱的那个要求也满足了。
So the requirements of God's loving kindness was met.
因此在创世以前，神已经定义这个十字架适度。
So before the foundation of the world, God has already determined the way, cross is the way.
这十字架是神的智慧，也就是神的大能。
Cross is the wisdom and power of God.
十字架能够解决 今天在地上一切的问题。
The cross can solve all the problems on the earth today.
十字架能够对付我们的罪。
The cross can deal with our sin.
我们这些信基督的人，把我们的肉体和肉体的邪情私欲都能够钉在十字架上。
Those who belong to Jesus Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires.
十字架也能够对付这个世界。
And the cross can deal with the world.
就我而论的世界呢，已经钉在十字架上。就世界而论呢，我已经钉在十字架上。
As for me, the world has been crucified on the cross, and I to the world.
因此，从我们个人的罪和我们个人的生活和我们神的旨意，这一切都在这个十字架的道路的上面。
So from our sin to our life to the world, it has all been dealt with on the cross.
难怪保罗说，我已经定了主意。除了耶稣基督并他钉十字架以外，我什么都不知道。
No wonder Paul said, "I have determined, I know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified."
那什么叫做走十字架的道路呢
？So what does that mean by walking on the way of cross?
这跟我们的生活有什么关系呢
？What relationship it has to our life?
我们跟保罗学一下，看保罗是如何走这十字架的道路。
Let's see how Paul walked on the way of cross.
保罗说：“我若果癫狂呢，是为神；若果谨守，是为你们。”
Paul has said, "If we are beside ourselves, it is for God. If we are of sound mind, it is for you."
哎呀，那个时候啊，在哥林多有一些圣徒批评保罗的。
At that time, there were some saints in Corinth. They criticized Paul.
他们说保罗你高抬自己。
They were saying Paul has exalted himself.
因此，他们对保罗有相当多的批评。
So they there were a lot of criticism among them.
他说你是癫狂了。
They said you are beside yourself.
弟兄姊妹，我们没有一个人喜欢别人批评我们。
No one likes to be criticized.
没有一个人，没有从来没有碰过一个人，他说我很喜欢有人批评我的。
I've never seen one who says I like to be criticized.
但是我们特别不高兴的，就是我们所爱的人批评我们。
But it is very difficult for us when we were criticized by the one we love.
所以当你妻子批评你的时候呢，是最难受的。
So it is very difficult when your wife criticizing you.
或者是你的丈夫批评你的时候。
Or your husband criticizing you. It is very difficult.
因为那是爱你所爱的人批评你。
Because that is the someone you love.
在哥林多那个地方的人是保罗所爱的。
Those things in Corinth, are those who Paul loved.
保罗向着他们，他的口是张开的，他的心也是敞开的。
To them, Paul says, his mouth has spoken freely to them, and his heart is open wide toward them.
保罗没有一样事情不跟他们讲述的。
There was nothing that Paul has not spoke to them.
因此，当保罗听见他们这样批评他的时候，我想是不容易的一件事。
So I think it is very difficult for Paul when he heard them criticize him.
那保罗怎么回答呢
？So what's Paul's response?
他说：“癫狂呢，是为着神；谨守呢，是为着你们。”
He says, If we are beside ourselves, it is for God. If we are of sound mind, it is for you.
换句话说，不论是癫狂也好，不论是谨守也好，都不是为了保罗自己。
In other words, regardless, if neither beside ourselves or of sound mind, it is not for Paul himself.
你看，保罗在面临这一个批评的时候，他的回答里面是没有保罗自己的。
We can see an impulse response. There was no Paul there.
如果今天我们受到别人的批评，我们的回答一定是从自己出发的。
When we criticized, our response may have to be come from our to be from ourselves.
我们的反应是从我们的心思、从我们的情感、从我们的意志出来的。
Our response is from our mind, our emotion, and our will.
但是当保罗面临这样的挑战的时候，他的反应却跟我们不一样。
When Paul is encountering these difficulties, his reaction was different from ours.
为什么保罗能够有这样的反应呢
？Why Paul can have that kind of reaction?
他的秘诀在什么地方呢
？What's the secret?
我想我们从加拉太书里面能够得到一点 一点一点一点看见。
We can have some clues from the book of Galatians.
保罗的秘诀就是不再是我。
Paul's secret was no longer I.
不是我。
No longer I.
如果是是谨守的话，也是为着你们。
If we are beside our, if we are of sound mind, it is for you.
如果是癫狂呢，是为了神。
If we are beside ourselves, it is for God.
不论你们说我谨守也好，你们说我癫狂也好，都不是为了我的自己。
No matter what you say, either I'm of sound mind or I'm beside myself, it is not for me.
我乃是基督。
And no longer I, but Christ.
这个就是走十字架的道路。
This is the way of cross.
所以在加拉太书第二章二十节里面就这样说，他说现在活着的不再是我。
So in Galatians chapter 2 verse 20, Paul says this, it is no longer I who live.
从前呢，那个保罗呢，已经死了。
The Paul has already died.
从前呢，在那个大马路上要去抓基督徒的那个保，那个扫罗已经死了。
The Saul who was on his way to persecute the Christians has already died.
从前那个法利赛人那个扫罗已经死了。
The Pharisee Saul had already died.
从前那个无法指责的那个保罗已经死了。
The blameless Paul has already died.
从前那个第八天就受割礼的那个保罗已经死了。
The Paul who were circumcised on the eighth day has already died.
现在不再是我了。
No longer I.
这叫做十字架的道。
This is the way of cross.
所以在保罗的书信里面，我们常常能够发现这样的事实。
So we can often find this truth in Paul's letters.
有一次保罗要写信呢，给哥林多的信徒来教导他们在婚姻上一些事情。
One time, Paul has written to the saints in Corinth and talk about marriage.
他就讲了很多很多。
He talked about a lot.
然后他说呢，其实不是我吩咐你们的。
And then he said, actually it's not I, but the Lord. It's not I, but the Lord.
你看他讲了很多以后，突然插住一句，他不是我吩咐你的。
You see, after all the instructions he said, it is not I, it is from the Lord.
有个地方保罗讲到他的侍奉。
One time, Paul has talked about his service.
他说我比众使徒哈格外的劳苦。
He said I was I labored even more than any other saints.
但是他马上说呢，这原不是我。
But he said immediately afterwards,
乃是神的恩与我同在。
Not I, but the grace of God with me.
你看它里面呢，常常让我们看见有这样一个实际。
You can see Paul often let us know the reality.
就是不再是我。
No longer I.
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们最大的问题在哪里？
Brothers and sisters, what's our biggest problem today?
就是还是我。
It is still I.
就是是我。
It is me.
今天我们最大的解决在哪里呢？
What is our biggest solution today?
就是不再是我。
No longer I.
如果我们不再是我的话呢，我们就在那个十字架的道路上。
If no longer I, we are already on the way of the cross.
今天最好的检验，是不是你还不是你呢？就是当人批评你的时候。
So when we encounter the criticism, that's the best time to testify. It is me or not me.
所以大家要注意哈，从那开始，你要记得，每一次有人批评你的时候呢，就是最好的一个机会，来走十字架道路的时候。
So remember, when someone is criticizing you, it is the best opportunity to testify the way of the cross.
所以以前过去了，就让它过去了。
So the old things just let it go.
从今天开始。
From now on.
当每一次有人来批评我们的时候。
Whenever someone comes to criticize us.
不管那个人是谁。
No matter who he is.
你的先生、你的丈夫、你的孩子，或者你的同事，或者弟兄姊妹都好。
Your husband, your wife, your children, your coworkers, no matter who he is.
那是一个机会，我们来走十字架的道路。
That's the opportunity for us to walk on the way of cross.
当我们面对那个批评的时候，到底是我的还是不是我？
When we encounter the criticism, it is I or not I.
如果你能够说不再是我，
If you can say no longer I,
你在那个十字架的道路上，
You are on the way of cross.
你一直在走，
You are on the way of cross.
如果每一次都仍然是你，
If every time it is you,
你用你自己的心思、你自己的意识、自己的情感来对付那个批评的话，
You respond to the criticism by your mind, your emotion, and your will.
那我们就没有走十字架的道路。
Then we are not walking on the way of cross.
这走十字架的道路不是在我们读圣经的时候。
So the way walking on the way of cross is not at the time when we're reading our Bible.
走十字架道路也不是我们聚会的时候。
It's not during our meeting.
也不是我们唱诗的时候。
It's not when we are singing the hymns.
我们聚会唱诗的时候、读经的时候，这是很容易走十字架的道路。
During our meeting and we're singing the hymns and reading the Bible, it is easy to walk on the way of cross.
要走这个道路，乃是在你生活的里面有人批评你的时候。
If you want to walk upon the way of cross, it is when, in our life, someone is criticizing you.
有人跟你的意见不一样的时候。
Someone has some different opinions from you.
你觉得你的意见是非常好，但是别人都不觉得你的意见好。
You think your opinion is very good, but other people don't think so.
这个时候是我们走十字架的道路的时候。
This is the time for us to walk on the way of cross.
当人和我们的意见不一样的时候。
When people have different opinions from us.
甚至对我们有所批评的时候。
When they criticizing us.
我们心里面那个感觉是什么？
What's our feeling?
那个感觉是我呢，还是不再是我？
It is a feeling of it is I or no longer I.
刚才我们弟兄说这个不容易。
Our brother already mentioned it's not easy.
不但是他说不容易，那个写诗的人也说不容易。
Not only him said it's not easy, the author of the hymn also said so.
现在肯定是不容易。
So it is not easy.
好，今天我们如何能够走上这个道路呢？
So how can we walk upon the way of cross?
我想有两点。
I think there are two points.
这两点有关系的。
They are related.
第一点呢
？First，
他就是说呢，一人既替众人死，众人就都死了。
He said, if one died for all, then all died.
保罗哈、用这么一句话呢，就把十字架的道理讲清楚了。
Paul has already explained the message of cross within this sentence.
这句话解释了十字架的道理。
This sentence already explained the meaning of cross.
这个里面有两个死。
There are two deaths.
一个是基督的死。
One is the death of Jesus.
一个是与基督同死。
And the other death is the death with Jesus.
这里的死是过去式。
This death is the past, the past tense.
就是已经完成的事实。
It was already accomplished.
不但基督的死是一个事实。
Not only the death of Jesus is a fact.
我们与基督同死也是一个事实。
We died with Jesus was also a fact.
已经发生的事。
It had already happened.
那你说我怎么知道呢
？So how will I know?
我怎么没有感觉呢
？I don't have any feeling.
如果我已经死了，我怎么没有感觉呢
？If I already died, how come I don't feel it?
如果我已经与基督同钉十字架了，我怎么会不知道呢
？If I've already crucified with Christ, how come I don't know?
弟兄姊妹们，我们怎么知道我已经与基督同钉十字架了呢
？Brothers and sisters, how can we know we already crucified with Christ?
那我问你一个问题。
Let me ask you a question.
你怎么知道耶稣是神的儿子呢
？How do you know that Jesus is the Son of God?
你怎么知道耶稣是神的儿子
？How do you know Jesus is the Son of God?
很简单，你在信心里面接受了这个事实。
You knew that by faith.
因为有一个人没有证据，但是呢，我们在信心里面相信耶稣是神的儿子。
No one has evidence, but we knew Jesus is the Son of God by faith.
同样的，今天我们怎么知道我们与耶稣基督同钉十字架了呢
？So how do we know that we already crucified with Christ?
在信心的里面，我们要相信这件事情。
We need to believe that by faith.
在信心的里面，相信在耶稣基督钉十字架的时候，我也与他同钉十字架。
By faith, we believe that when Christ was crucified on the cross, we were with him.
我们每一个人都有相信耶稣是神儿子的经历啊。
Everybody had that experience that we believe that Jesus is the Son of God.
同样的，今天我们要相信我已经与基督同钉十字架。
So now we need to believe that we were crucified with Christ.
当你这样相信并接受以后呢，圣灵就能够在我们身上工作。
When you believe and accept such a fact, the work of the cross can be upon us.
然后我们就能够进到第二步了。
Then we can enter to the second step.
今天我们在这件事情上有困难的缘故呢，是因为我们没有相信。
Now, the reason why we have difficulty on this matter is because we don't believe.
我们没有真实的在心里面接受这个事实，我已经与基督同钉十字架。
We don't accept this fact that we have already crucified with Christ.
因此，我们没有办法进到第二步的经历。
So we cannot enter to the experience of the second step.
不是没有经历的。
It is not that there that we don't have experience.
经历呢是在相信之后的。
The experience is after the belief.
如果我们真的相信我们与基督同死的话
，If we truly believe that we were died with Christ,
就能够在我们身上开始做十字架的工作。
Then the Holy Spirit can work upon us.
所以，如后书说呢，是那叫他。活着的人呢，不再为自己活。
So Second Corinthians it says, those who live no longer live for themselves.
这只有十字架能够做的，这只有圣灵能够做的。
Only the cross, the Holy Spirit can do this.
当我们相信我们与基督同死之后
，we believe that we died with Christ.
圣灵就能够让我们这个人不再为自己活。
So the Holy Spirit can let us know we can no longer live for ourselves.
有一件事情非常稀奇的。
There was a remarkable thing.
你们知道，以色列人从埃及走到西乃山走了几天吗？
How many days do you think that the Israelites had spent from the Egypt to Mount Sinai?
他们从1月15号出发的。
From January the 15th.
3月1号到达那个。
They arrived on March the 1st.
所以他们走了45天呢。
So they walked for 45 days.
然后第二天，摩西上山。
And the next day, Moses went upon the mountain.
那46天了。
46 days.
然后呢，神吩咐他们洁净三日。
So God commanded them to cleanse themselves for 3 days.
49天了。
49 days.
然后呢，第二天就是第50天的时候呢，神把律法颁给以色列人。
So the next day, which was the 50th day, God gave the law to them.
出埃及记是逾越节。
Exodus is the Passover.
逾越节50天以后是什么节呢？
What is that day, 50 days after the Passover?
这是五旬节。
That was the Pentecost.
所以你们从来没有想到，这神颁发律法的时候是五旬节颁的律法。
So you probably never thought about it. The day when God gave the law was the on the Pentecost.
所以今天我们想到五旬节，我们想到圣灵。
So whenever we think of Pentecost, we thought about the Holy Spirit.
但是历世历代犹太人想到五旬节的时候，想到神颁布律法。
So throughout all the generations, when the things were thinking of the Pentecost, they thought about the law.
你知道吗？第一个五旬节是神颁布律法的日子。
Do you know that the first Pentecost was the day that God gave the law?
然后1500年之后呢，有另外一个逾越节。
1500 years later, there was another Pentecost.
然后羔羊呢就上了十字架。
And then the lamb was on the cross.
然后那一年的五旬节，圣灵降临了。
And on that Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came.
这告诉我们什么事呢？
What it tells us.
这告诉我们十字架是神的能力和智慧的那个最高点。
It tells us the cross is the highest point of God's wisdom and power.
在十字架上神所要完成的已经做成了。
On the cross, whatever God wanted to accomplish has already been accomplished.
但是五十天以后到了五旬节，
50 days on the day of Pentecost,
那充满智慧和能力的圣灵就降在地上了。
The spirit of wisdom and power came.
那个圣灵来了，要把神已经做成的来做在我们的心里。
When the Holy Spirit came, it will do what God had already. It will work in our hearts, for what God had already worked.
神的律法永远不会改变的。
God's law will never change.
而且神也绝对不会废弃律法的。
And God will never forsake the law.
主耶稣曾说，我来是要成全律法的。
The Lord said, I'm here to fulfill the law.
那律法如何成全呢？
How the law can be fulfilled?
乃是圣灵把神的律法成就在我们的心里。
The Holy Spirit writes the law in our hearts.
所以五旬节的圣灵要我们把我们带到逾越节的实际。
On the Pentecost, the Holy Spirit will bring us to the reality of the law.
因此，这就是我们今天走十字架道路的第二步。
It's the second step for us to walk on the way of cross.
我们第一步必须要有的。
First step, it is necessary.
就是要相信我们与基督同死了。
To believe we died with Christ.
然后我们就能够走到第二步。
And then we come to the second step.
让圣灵在我们身上把逾越节所做成功的事实做在我们的心里。
So, let the Holy Spirit work in our heart for the reality of the Passover.
圣灵怎么做呢？
How the Holy Spirit work?
圣灵就把我们身体里面那些恶行啊，让我们指出来。
So the Holy Spirit will point out those evil deeds in our hearts.
当我们圣灵把我们的恶行指出来的时候，
So when the Holy Spirit pointed out the evil deeds in our hearts,
我们就要顺从圣灵来致死身体的恶行。
We need to obey the Holy Spirit and put to death the evil deeds of the body.
当我们致死身体的恶行的时候呢，我们就为主而活。
When we put to death the evil deed of our body, we can walk with the Lord.
如果我们不致死肉体的这些恶行的话，
If we don't put to death the evil deeds of our body,
我们如果顺从这个肉体的恶行的话，
If we go with the evil deeds of the body,
我们是为自己活，
We are living for ourselves.
因此我们要是顺从圣灵，我们才能够为神活。
Only if we obey the Holy Spirit that we can live for the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这就是那个走十字架的道路。
Brothers and sisters, this is the way of cross.
不是在聚会的时候走的。
Not during the meeting.
乃是在生活的里面。
It is in our life.
生活的里面，圣灵会指出我们身体里面各样的恶行。
In our life, the Holy Spirit can point out all kinds of evil deeds in our heart.
为什么他要指出来呢？
Why he needs to point it out?
因为他要把那个加略山呢，把那个逾越节的实际做在我们的里面。
He wants to work out the reality of the Calvary.
因为他知道十字架是成功神旨意的唯一的一条道路。
Because he knows the cross is the only way to accomplish God's purpose.
而我们这些人是做不到的。
We ourselves cannot do that.
因此需要圣灵在我们身上。
So we need the Holy Spirit to work on us.
只有圣灵能够让我们致死我们身体的恶行。
Only the Holy Spirit can put to death the evil deeds in our body.
基督也是借着永远的灵把自己放在十字架上。
And Christ was put on the cross by the internal spirit.
这也是今天我们所走的同样的一个道路。
It is the same way that we are working upon.
借着圣灵把自己摆在那个死的地位上。
By the Holy Spirit, we put ourselves to death.
然后我们就能像保罗一样说，不再是我。
then we can say, as Paul said, it is no longer I who live.
一方面呢，这个走十字架道路是非常深的一件事。
On one hand, the way of cross is very deep thing.
但是从另外一个角度来看呢，也是最简单的一件事。
On the other hand, it is the simplest thing.
因为神在十字架上已经做成了。
Because God had already done that on the cross.
所有的困难的工作，基督都已经在十字架上做成了。
All the difficult parts Christ had already accomplished on the cross.
我们所需要的就是相信。
What we need to do is to believe.
我们只要相信说，他死的时候，我与他同钉十字架。
We just need to believe when he died, we died with him. We were crucified with him.
所有的难的他都做了。
All the difficulties he has already done.
我只要做的就是简单的相信。
The only thing I need to do is to simply to believe.
神也把圣灵降下了。
And God has sent the Holy Spirit.
住在我们的里面。
Living in us.
这个是困难的事。
This is difficult.
神付了代价来做成这件事。
God had paid price to do this.
所以今天圣灵住在我们的里面。
So now the Holy Spirit is living in us.
难的事都做好了。
All the difficult parts has already been accomplished.
那我们所需要做的是什么呢？
So what do we need to do?
我们所需要做的就是顺服圣灵。
What we need to do is to obey the Holy Spirit.
所以你看，今天我们在主的面前呢，那个路是简单的。
So you see, the way before the Lord is simple.
我们只要相信，我们只要顺服就可以了。
We just need to believe and to obey.
一切我们所需要的，神都已经预备好了。
All the things that we need, God had already provided for us.
如果神不预备好，我们怎么能够相信呢？
If God didn't provide it for us, how can we believe?
如果神没有预备好，我们如何能够顺服呢？
If God didn't provide it, how can we obey?
因此，我们今天要走在十字架道路，就只有这两件事。
So, if we wanted to walk on the way of cross, these are the two things.
一方面是相信。
On one hand is to believe.
要相信我已经与基督同钉十字架。
To believe I have been crucified with Christ.
现在活着的不再是我。
No longer I who live.
这是相信。
It is to believe.
另外一个是顺服。
Another thing is to obey.
就是当圣灵指出我们身体的肉体的恶行的时候。
When the Holy Spirit pointed out the evil deeds of our body,
我们要顺从圣灵，要致死身体的恶行。
We need to obey the Holy Spirit and put to death the evil deeds of the body.
当我们这样顺服的时候，我们就是为神而活。
When we obey, when that's the time when we live for the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这个道理不也不是复杂的道理。
Brothers and sisters, it is not a complex.
这是我们每一天我们应该有的生活。
This is that we ought to experience every day.
如果我们能够这样来走这个前面的道路的话
，If we can walk on the way like this.
神的旨意能够成就在我们的身上。
God's purpose can be fulfilled on our.
神的旨意可以成就在你的婚姻和家庭的生活上。
God's purpose can be fulfilled in your marriage and in your family.
神的旨意能够成就在你的儿女的身上。
God's purpose can be fulfilled on your children.
神的旨意能够成就在你的工作的上面。
God's purpose can be fulfilled in your work.
神的旨意能够成就在你的教会的生活里面。
God's purpose can be fulfilled in our church life.
因为十字架是成功神旨意的唯一的道路。
Because the cross is the only way to fulfill the purpose of God.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢，我们赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
主啊，我们话语是非常的有限。
Our word is very limited.
因此，我们只能够把我们所拿出的一点点摆在主的面前。
So the only thing we can do is to is to bring the little thing before you.
我们要把这些主的话交在主的手中。
We put the words into your hands.
求主亲自的来拨开。
We let you to break the word.
让我们不但能够进入这个话语的那个真实。
So not only we can enter the reality of your word.
圣灵也在我们里面能够印证主的话语。
The Holy Spirit in us can can reveal the word of the Lord.
不但我们在我们的心思里面能够明白这些话。
Not only we can understand the words in our mind.
在我们的灵里面有圣灵的开启。
In our spirit, we can be revealed by the Holy Spirit.
就像当日你如何在旷野开启使徒保罗一样。
Just as on that day, how you had revealed yourself to Paul.
我们求主把基督和他钉十字架。再一次开启在我们的心中。
So we ask you to reveal to us Jesus and Him crucified.
好像我们真是能够天天走在这个道路上。
So we can walk on this way.
我们再一次感谢你给我们的时间。
We thank you for this time.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.